Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a short break at the moment. May we ask that all press who are standing down here in the pit, if you would please, except for the Wadley Paradium crew, please, if you will, at this time, will you leave this area? We thank you very much for your help, for your coverage that you got, and it's gratefully, gratefully received. Dr. Jack Maidman. Dr. Jack Maidman, please, with full suturing equipment, your presence is requested in the new hospital, which is on the other side of the helicopter landing area as you face the stage on your left. You've got a delivery to make. Those of you who are joining us, with the exception of the next act on and the technical crew of approximately five, may we ask you also, with all due respect, to leave the stage. We're a little concerned about the footings. There's no sense in testing it. With the exception of equipment men for the next two groups, the staff photographer, principals, and four technicians, and the seven technicians that will operate the deck, would you be kind enough as to please leave the stage? Those of you who are in the pit area during this break while we have the time, please excuse our methods, but it's of the utmost importance that we ask you not to sit, but to leave this area. We have some special production arrangements with Wadley that we must complete, and this amount of people in this pit area make it exceptionally difficult for us to do that. If you would aid us, it certainly would be a pleasure. Those of you who insist upon taking residence on the scaffolding, I don't really know what to say. But it sure would be a delight, man, if you'd come down. If your determination was the same as your selfishness, we'd be able to have gatherings like this every week. Will all drivers of the shuttle service, please, would you be kind enough as to return to your cars? String bands making a charter flight, we'd like to get them there on time, although it's going to be a bitch. Very interesting headline in the Daily News. Excuse me again, if you will, those of you who are underneath the Chapman crane, which is the television crane in the center of the audience, it's coming down, watch your heads, please. The Daily News, Saturday, August 16th, in rather large headlines, still costing 10 cents, traffic uptight at Hippie Fest. I think it's probable that the next thing we'll have to do is give them some sort of a hand in taking care of that, too. It's really exciting and probably one of the most frightening responsibilities that we have. We have the ability to gather this many people in this industry with the vibes that we have here present. This also gives us the responsibility, or forces it upon us, whether we really like it or not, to take care of us all. We're going to have an experiment in this phenomenon that no one else, I think, has ever had. Welcome yourselves to this experiment.
There's a break.
We're going to hold announcements for a moment while we change over to other amplifiers in the sound system, because canned heat cooked them all. So you'll excuse us for a moment while we go dead, as it were.
Thank you.
Well, I still got a bit of breath left in these amplifiers. Please, once again, those of you on the towers, I'd like to avoid having to grease them tomorrow, which will be sort of a bummer. I think we should be able to take care of it ourselves. Would you please come down? And those of you, when it's time for the performance to begin again, that are at the base of that tower, please sit down. Let the people behind you have a peek at what's going on. I think that's only fair. Again, we have to call your attention to the clearing of Hurd Road, which is as you face the stage on your left. It's essential that we have an emergency route that's clear at all times. Because of the shortness to 17B, we've chosen Hurd. Would you help us maintain a clear route on Hurd Road? Please, if there are any vehicles that you have, take the time to wend your way through the people that are here. Get to Hurd and see if we can't clean it up, okay? It seems sort of like an unnecessary way to have to deal with it. But we can hold just as long as those of you who choose to be on that tower would like to be there. But it sort of seems like we're dealing with you as something that perhaps you aren't. I assume if you were old enough to go away from home to get here, you're old enough to understand what we mean when we ask you to come down. It's been reported, and I'm not adding this for any impetus, it's been reported that we do have a trickle, as it's called. Don't bother to light them up. We understand that there is a trickle on that tower that the spot is now on. A trickle means that due to the wet ground and some of the improper grounding of our electrical equipment due to the weight that has been on that tower, that there might very well be what's called a trickle, which is something over 50 volts. Do be careful in that area, if you would, please. Because due to the wet weather that we have had, there is a floating ground in this area, and there's not a lot we can do about it. It's something that we don't have much control over. Your safety is not in danger, but it could be somewhat unpleasant, so let me at least warn you of that. Sam, change over, please. Amplifiers. If you would, please, to facilitate the viewing and the comfort of those behind you. What did you say? I'm sorry. What? I guess you better. Please, if you will, those after you've taken your stretch, do sit again. Those of you who are a little too near to the fence, if we can have your cooperation tomorrow, we'll take a chainsaw and cut a few feet off it, okay? I've been corrected. All of you, stand up and stretch. Take a stretch, take a break. We'll be back with you very shortly. I'll find out. After the break, Mountain. Eileen Friedman, please come to the back stage gate and identify yourself immediately, please. Mrs. Montgomery, Dave Judson, or BBJ from Connecticut. Mrs. Monterey is in the hospital area and wants to see you. It's important, please. Mike Malkush, meet Stephen, Jesse at the hospital, please. Frank Bianco, meet Cheryl under the bridge, please. We've got a desperate need. During the break, if any of you have them and could be kind enough as to lend or give them to us, we've got a desperate need for blankets. There are some people who are in minor or perhaps major states of shock that need either your discarded or perhaps even very precious sleeping bags or blankets. We've taken the major tent over there on the backside of the helicopter landing strip, which is ringed in amber lights. If you'd be kind enough, if you have the moment, and have the inclination to take some blankets or some warm clothing over there, or at least pass it to the edge of the field and ask someone at the corner of the fence to take it there. They'd sure appreciate that. A little six-year-old girl, blonde, answers to the name of Mary Ann Shavel, S-H-A-V-E-L, is lost. Could we please have her to the information booth on the top of the hill as soon as possible? Little blonde girl, 6 years old, answers to the name of Mary Ann Shavel. First aid centers again, for those of you who are being wasted by all of this. On the top of the hill near the concessions, there's a yellow tent, for those of you in the back. At the hog farm, there's an area, which is across the crossroads, two stone gates on the left. There's a trailer and a Red Cross area up at the security area just over the top of the hill. And those three areas are for minor abrasions, lacerations, etc. The hog farm specifically is to be used for those who've had difficulty handling what they've taken. Over there where there's an arc, now on the tent, that tent that's lit up over there, now please, is the major hospital. We've canned the employee and performer feeding areas out of necessity and made that the hospital. Anything that you feel is major, please take them to that hospital area. If there's any doctors that are here that are attending, whether they may be guests or paying patrons, if you would please, we would like your help. Again, to that hospital area if you have the time. We understand that there's some green acid around. It's not quite as good as what you might suspect. Could we ask you to take caution? That's why we told you to take caution. Thank you. That's appreciated.
It's green. Yeah, your boy has a lot of people in his corner back there.
Jimmy Marin of Norwalk, Connecticut. Please meet Jody at the infirmary. It's a correction, information area. It's urgent. Emergency at home, please. Darlene Lewis, meet her brother Jim at the front of the stage, please. Rick Netherby, please meet Brian Lennon at the information. Jim Kreshback, will you meet Dick from Wisconsin by the stage right scaffold? Kay is sick and they have to leave. Myra Pettine, and Steve Livingston, and Milia, geez, I'm sorry I can't read it, come to center stage right away, please. Jeff Blitz, please meet Pat at the information booth immediately. Shelley, please bring the bus key back to Lenny and Joel, it's urgent. Dave Fabian is lost and wants to be found at the poles to the left. Anyway, Dave Fabian, if you're lost and you're looking for someone, please go all the way to the right, your right, to where the guy wires come into the audience. Kathy Shea, come to the concession area, please. Glorian Chaffins, group. Meet at the Ferris wheel at 2 a.m., please. Gil Waxman, return Arnie's car to the campsite immediately. Charles McCullough, call home, please. Bonnie Leon or Lennon, go to the operations trailer at the back of the concession area right away, please. Robert Foss of Portland, Maine, please call home. Carol Sabilla, call Brother Jimmy, it's an emergency. Clint Schneider, come to the hospital, please. Miriam Candelaria is going to be flown out. Leslie Bennett, Marlene Dargris, Phyllis and Jamie Crawley. Meet Charlie in the back of the stage at 10 p.m., please. Wendy and Polly Davis, please meet Bob and John at the Performers Bridge. Still, we have Derek, 4-year-old boy with blonde hair, shirtless. Joel, a 3-year-old girl, are at the Hog Forum. Please, if you will.
Can we get rid of this shit?
Noni Walters, please meet at John's Red Volvo, opposite Herd Road, gate to the left, please. Jeff Kushner and Larry Shapiro, please come to get Scott Barag at the first aid trailer. Jill Stewart, please meet your sister Jarell. She needs her pills. Judy Allison, Greg Brown, Dave Garcia, meet Jean and Jack under the overpass behind the stage, please. I think probably from all of these announcements, you've gathered the necessity of trying to prepare yourself as best you can for an event such as this, where you might not be able to have left at the time you would have desired. Please take that into consideration, that it's of necessity. That it's of necessity that you prepare yourself for the eventuality that you might not get home for a couple of days. If we have a representative from one of the hospitals, the first aid clinic, or a medic, please, would you go backstage right away? We need your help. Mr. Yazzer, who is the gentleman farmer, as it were, who owns this land that we're on, is making every effort at this moment to see if he can round up enough cows to perhaps give us some milk. Please be advised, this is an if come. It has yet to happen, but it's reported that Mr. Yazzer is making an effort to bring in a semi-trailer, since he's one of the largest milk-producing people in this area, to give us a hand. We need a doctor or a medic, please, over on stage left. On this side of the stage, please, at your earliest convenience, please.